In this highlights episode, join me, John Ambrose, as we debunk the myth that construction's switch to electric machines is just about environmental responsibility. Using equipment that runs on electricity instead of diesel can be a smart business decision. As Karl Slotter, Senior Vice President for Region Europe at Volvo Construction Equipment, puts it,
having electrified drivelines, that actually also makes economical and financial sense for our customers.
The shift to electricity is not just about new machines. It's about a new way of thinking. And this is where it gets interesting. Here to explain it is Gustav Werner from Skanska.
If we have more electrified machines, we need to be much, much more in detail in planning, because that requires charging infrastructure, and that requires also that we need to plan when to charge and how to charge and when to use the machines. So that enhances both efficiency, productivity, but also the carbon emissions. So it's a really good gain on that.
It's all about a new way of working, with better efficiency, a better work environment, and lower life cycle costs. It's a winning concept for the climate, the crew, and the bottom line.
So there's a lot of benefits of going electrification in construction sites.
It also becomes clear that the future of electrification is not just about the machines themselves. It's about the entire ecosystem, as Karl Slotter explains.
I mean, setting up an electrified site is not easy. It requires so much more from us. And again, I think that's why we say it's so important that you need to work together to make it happen. We have a saying in the Volvo Group is that partnership is the new leadership. And this is what we mean, because it is still humans that need to change their old behaviors. And that's why making that change happen is new leadership style that we need to have.
And I will also add to something that now we're looking from a contractor supplier perspective. But if we go to the other side to look at a customer perspective, of course, using these type of machines is reducing the noise and also getting much, much more better work environment for the drivers.
The key to success lies in strategic partnerships and a new way of thinking. A winning concept for everyone involved, from the crews to the urban planners and to all of us who live and work in our cities. In a very new development, the City of Stockholm has just announced the next step in its work to reduce emissions from the transportation sector, which accounts for over half of the city's total emissions. Stockholm has signed a declaration of intent to set higher requirements for electrified construction machinery in the city's building projects. If you want to find out more about this electrifying issue, tune into our full episode on your favourite podcast platform. But for now, I'm John Ambrose, and thank you for joining us for this episode of Shaping Sustainable Places Highlights.